Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Welcome to Gemara Yuma, Shehecheyena Vekimara Legeyena Lesman Hazem. Welcome to the new Masechta. We start off right here, jumping in on Yuma 2, looking at the Mishnah where they talk about in the Mishnah that in general the Kohen Gadol always needs to be married. And there's an opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, that they prepare another wife for him. God forbid his wife dies, for it is stated regarding him, he shall make atonement for himself and for his household. His household, this refers to his wife, Ishto. So another opinion says, no, we don't do this because there's no end to the possibilities, and maybe really we're worried about the Kohen Gadol himself. But the main point being that we should all remember, for those of us who are Zocha, who are meritorious enough, who are lucky enough to have found our Zivug, have found our Bashir, have found our Shidduch, have found our Ezer Kenegdo, our other half, those of us who have done so, who are able to find our spouse, remember Ishto, Beso. The wife is the home. That if you have a home that's enamored with beauty, that's enamored with peace, that's enamored with shalom bayis, that's a real relationship. That's a real wonderful thing. When you're a partner, you're a team, and you're of one mind, one body, one spirit, one soul. Literally, the two parts of a man and wife are really, really one soul that was split apart, that Hashem put them back together when they got married. Remember, Ishto Beso, the wife is the home. That's why we say in Eish Yisrael all about these wonderful qualities, about the idea of Shabbos and the idea of the wife, how really it is the wife. There are all these jokes about it, but really there's a fundamental truth that if the husband is the head, the wife is really the neck, turning the neck, making really sure that the husband knows what he's doing, really propelling the husband, pushing the husband to do as much as he can. Really, the moral conscience, the moral compass, pushing us to be better. I was not as good a person nearly as much until I met my wife, and she helped me along the path to really find myself and better myself. Thanks to her, I do the daf, and thanks to her, with her support, all the shows that I do, all the things I try to do around the house, with her support and encouragement. Ishto Beso, remember that our wives are our homes. Without the wife, there is no home. So even though society, secular society, and people want to make fun and want to say, oh, this one's whipped, that's not what it is. The root of ahava is hav, to give. When you give to the spouse and you do what you can for the spouse, that's the real element of what it means to have real ahava. Real love is giving 100%, 100%, not 50-50, not tit for tat, not this for that. Real unconditional love is just doing for others. Remember, Ishto Beso, and when you do that, you can have a good house where the wife is the home. Home is where the heart is. Home is where the wife is. Remember that always, now and forever. This has been the Audio DDD with Reb T. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 3 here on the Audio DDD.